Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love Balance of Nature. It has helped me so much. It is unreal. I had a doctor's appointment. He goes, what have you been doing? And I said, oh, I've been doing Balance of Nature. And he goes, really? I need to tell my other patients that they need to use that. Where do you get it? And I said Balance of Nature online. I just wanted to let you guys know that it is working for me and that my doctor is wanting to use it for other patients as well.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedallyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedallyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
We tried to be a normal talk show once. Worst 2 minutes of our lives. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
So let me ask you about the fact that this shooter...
Special report.
And good afternoon, everyone. I'm Kira Phillips. We are coming on the air because President Biden is about to address the shooting earlier today at a school in Nashville, Tennessee. Three children and three adults were killed. Police say the shooter, a 28-year-old woman, is also dead. We're going to take it to the podium now, Brad, the President of the United States speaking now.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding. I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, welcome to the White House. It's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? Are your kids, all four of them?
Yes.
Well, stand up, guys. Well, I want you to know, like you, I had two brothers, three in our family, three brothers and one sister. Okay. All right. This how it was in our outfit. Well, I'm so glad to see you all. Thanks for coming with Mom, okay? Before I begin to speak, the reason I spend a little time with the kids, I just want to speak very briefly about the school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. You know...
Well, that was weird. Anyway, welcome. Kate Daly Show here. We're live today, and you're back. He's back.
And live.
And live. And alive. I'm so glad you're back.
Me too. Yeah. It's been a long... Yeah. Drawn out thing. I was pretty sick.
You had the influenza.
Influenza A, which actually got better fairly quick, but it attacked my lungs so bad. Ooh. I'm still having breathing problems.
Yeah. You're looking a little ashen still.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're back, though. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good to have you back. So welcome back to the show. My husband had surgery yesterday, hip surgery. So I was at the hospital all day. So, I want to be there and make decisions in case anything.
Yeah.
I have a thing about that now since before, you know, with my experience before.
It's interesting that you say that because somebody who works at the hospital made a post about an award the hospital gave itself for all the wonderful doctors and nurses.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Yeah. But how much does it mean when you give it to yourself?
I don't know. I don't know if that actually means anything. But yeah. You know what? They'll make sure to have the news capture it, and they'll make sure to it printed, and they'll make sure to boast about themselves. So, yeah. Yeah, you can tell I don't feel fondly. Yeah. Welcome, and we'll take your calls today, 888-673-1450, live. It's March 28th. And wow, so many things. I was watching the, well, we'll talk about this in the next hour. We'll talk about this on the national show.
Yeah.
I'll leave that for the national show, the body cam footage that was already released. Well, that's new. We don't usually see body cam release this. Yeah, ever or release this quickly. Anyway, I have a lot of comments to make. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of questions, and they won't be too popular with people. I also wanted to note that there's yet another article describing how COVID is still among us because they're trying to get the FDA to pass off yet another booster. And we keep having all these deaths, like the boxer that was 19 years old and all the different, the player that collapsed up, I think, at Utah State. And so we keep having all these issues and problems from people getting shots, but they want to pass it. So they said that in the next few weeks, COVID, they just felt like was going to get worse. Well, there's an article pretty much every day about COVID still around, still here.
And yet a 70-year-old man with influenza survives.
Yeah, that's weird. I know. It's getting to the point where it's almost laughable at this point. It's laughable, the desperate attempt to keep it going.
Yep.
And of course, you know, all over the hospital there are signs that say masks optional, like everybody still wants to wear them, you know, and there's still a couple of fools in there wearing them. But it was interesting to see the push still. They can't let it go. They can't let it go. They've got to like bite onto this thing and just keep it going, keep it going.
In all fairness, though, I know quite a few medical people that were at one point mask Nazis.
Yes.
And are not anymore.
Yeah. And so what is this is my question. What's the reasoning now? Like, I want to see what's in their minds that makes it so now it's okay.
Yeah.
But last year it wasn't okay.
I think it's very
simple. We have the same number of sick.
They're not stupid. They fell into it to begin with.
And then
but now they see the facts and they're not stupid.
Ah, well, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that still would like people to wear them that can't let it go.
Oh, yeah.
And what's interesting is we have about the same sick. So what they did was they took the whole last 3 years, they combined all the numbers, and it's everybody, car accidents, cancer, Alzheimer's, flu, cold, pneumonia, everything. And now they say there were over 1 million cases of COVID over the last, see, they can't just go to the first year. They got to combine 3 years. Now, never before in history did they combine 3 years worth of stats. But if you notice in the articles pushing COVID today in Utah, Utah's still around. COVID's still around, Utah. You'd be very afraid. They had to combine the whole 3 years. And that included everything. So,
yeah.
Anything.
Well, the numbers just
car
aren't
accidents.
Big enough to make
right.
a normal person fearful.
So they have to say 1 million to make you really afraid. And it had to push it over 1 million. So if you guys notice something, I noticed this today. They were always giving us round numbers, 600,000, 1 million, 700,000. And today, to get us over 1 million, they had to say 1,072,000. Sorry. It's such a desperate attempt. I'm so always so embarrassed for the health departments, the CIA CDC intel agents that we got assigned here in Utah that keep spilling out this information to Utah AP. And it's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for them. I would hate to be a public health worker at this point. I also, we need to talk about, DeSantis will headline the GOP convention. Why is he coming here? That's interesting. Ahead of Trump. Trying to get the early vote, the early solidification of the mind. I don't know. I'm just over the candidates this year.
Well, there really is no choice.
I know.
They've already picked the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
We're now it's just the show.
Yeah, I know. And whatever. So, you know, he's coming to headline the GOP convention. That will be interesting. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts about that. 888-673-1450. I also want to take you to an article talking about how Utah kisses, especially Kurt Bramble, that Utah state senator joke of a man. And he's an evil little guy. And then you've got Anderegg, who's also the equivalent of atrocious elected politician. Okay. Anderegg and Kurt Bramble, both disgusting. But anyway, they're so into China. Kissing China's rear end. So what's funny is the AP does an investigation. Well, you know how I feel about the AP. AP is, you don't trust the AP. But at the same time, they're really pointing out that Utah's legislators are kissing a lot of rear end over at the Chinese. And so Cascade Elementary in Orem had their fourth graders in 2020, just as Blovid was getting out there, write the president of China. And the Chinese president wrote back a very personal letter. And they were calling him like a grandfather. I can't make this up, Uncle Milty. They were calling the president of China like a grandfatherly type who reached out to the kids at Cascade Elementary in Utah and was just so overblown by the love, just the love that he felt from Utah. So Utah, this campaign that we have, and I don't know if they're doing it for missionary work, because that could be an excuse, but or in their minds, I don't know. All I can say is that this is so wrong on so many levels, and our Utah legislators are so in the pocket. What's funny is the AP painted it as if our government in Washington, D.C. isn't, but Utah is. That's a lie. That's a total lie. I mean, who's King Fraud-A-Lot's biggest backer?
China. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. I know a family.
So that's not true.
I know a family that actually has gotten so in love with China that they now have an uncle.
Mm.
An uncle in China, an adopted uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle who? Who flung poo?
Uncle who?
No, it's crazy.
Yeah. So a spokesman for the Chinese embassy that isn't named in Washington told the AP that China values its relationship with Utah. Words and deeds that stigmatize and smear these subnational exchanges are driven by ulterior political purposes. We should really have nothing to do with China. I'm not quite sure why the importance of being in China's back pocket, but Spencer Cox is. The legislators are, the state senators are. It's all about China. And I would love to know what people think about this. 888-673-1450.
Well, they want them to use the fake inland port.
So true.
That's.
This is a joke, right? This whole thing.
There's absolutely no legitimate reason for Utah to have a relationship with China.
Yep.
None.
Yet, again, you have all of these people constantly traveling. Now, Greg Hughes pointed out, who ran for governor, he was pointing out that, you know, these trips shouldn't be taken, right? But it just, and so that's good, I guess. I'm just so shocked by the joy that we feel when our students write to the president of China, and why would you be telling them to do that? We have enough to do in the schools to actually get them to learn things. It was shocking to me the overall viewpoint of this as making the president of China just look like this just amazing guy, so amazing. I was just blown away. But Kurt Bramble also talks about how many Chinese clients he has. Yeah, in his consulting biz, you know, apart from the legislation biz. Mm. Anyway, Kurt Bramble, what a joke. Be right back. Kate Daly. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a three-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a four-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it. Hey, everybody, Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
For Kurt Bramble and Anderegg. Really love China and Spencer Cox. Anything to lick the boots of China. Woo. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. We're live. Uncle Milty's back. And I'm so happy about that. And of course, Garage Doors Only. Make sure you get to Garage Doors Only. And they are so wonderful. Do you know they ended up giving a garage door to the first and second place winners of the Ugly Door Contest?
Really?
Who does that? That's amazing. Anyway, just they got good hearts. What can I say? 435-868-1200. 435-868-1200 is their phone number. They do commercial and residential, and they are just good people. What can we say? Get over there. They do Nevada, and they work all over the state of Utah. We'll take your calls on this matter. I can't wait. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're live today.
Oh, hey.
Hi there. Good, hey. Good. You're coming in a little strained, but let's try it. Go for it.
Oh, okay. So just really quick, when you were talking about these bizarre trips that our politicians, our local politicians make, over the weekend, I as a delegate, the GOP...
Whoops, you're coming in and out. Sorry. As a delegate, you what?
I was able to attend the GOP nominating convention and up in Iron County, and we had Senator Vickers, who was not there, actually came down and made a whirlwind announcement and had to try to pump himself up in front of everybody about all the things that the legislature did that he was so proud of, they tried to take credit for himself.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, you're coming in really warbly, but let me just tell the audience. So Spencer Cox came down, right? Instead of Vickers showing up at the Iron County Convention and puffed himself up and made himself look brilliant as he usually does.
Exactly.
Okay.
The crazy part was, however, that Vickers, it was told to us, was in Korea. He wasn't even in...
Vickers was in Korea? Why is he doing in Korea?
That's what we all were wondering.
Ah. Huh. I'm going to have to... the call's coming in super weak. Sorry about that, but thank you. Yeah, that's weird.
Well, unless, of course, there is maybe a plan to build a kimchi plant in Iron County. If they're going to do that, then it makes sense.
Is he meeting with pharma execs from Korea? Interesting. A little plant in Iron County.
Wow.
Vickers, I just have no words. Vickers wanted me to get fired. He didn't realize I work for myself. But anyway, yeah, he's a joy. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't make his own Iron County convention because he's so busy.
In Korea.
He's so busy with Asia. Wow. Perfect.
It's hard to believe.
I know. The ties to China, and they're so proud of them. That's a little sketchy. You know, I'll tell you what. We kissed China's rear end. We used them as a scapegoat. They never said a word on COVID, right? They didn't retaliate in any way. So we have this clear understanding with them, okay? And our Washington, D.C. government works hand over fist to do anything for China. And don't let them fool you. They love China. Kissinger started making that happen in the 70s. And we have clear relationships. The DNC all through the 90s and beyond started in the 90s, sold secrets for the cash. They just shoved Monica Lewinsky out there so that everybody would focus on Monica as the big story while they were selling tech secrets and everything for cash for the DNC party. Very criminal, very treasony. But when it comes to... So this is kind of interesting. Right now, with Russia and China, I say all the time that Russia is... They love to catapult Russia. They use Russia as the enemy right now to take away freedom. Eventually, do I think Russia and China... We'll try to come here. We'll do something to us eventually, possibly. When I read scripture, I think of that all the time. But not now. They're using them now as the scapegoat, you know, theater of whatever you want to say that's coming for us right now. I don't think they're coming for us right now, and they haven't for, you know, not China but Russia for 80 years of threats that they are going to come. In the future, far in the future, could I see something? Sure, biblically, I think some things might spell that story out. But right now, they're being used as fodder for an enemy. As far as China goes, no, I don't think we should be doing business with China. No, I don't think China, Utah should be working hand in hand with China. And I think, isn't that sound a little... strange to you that we are jumping over and as a state and meeting with China?
It sounds not strange to me. It sounds traitorous.
Yeah, treasony. I love that word. Treasony. It's my word. Traitorous. I like the word traitorous. That fits. Yes.
No, I mean, what they're... Just sit and use your head and tell me one legitimate reason anyone in government in Utah should have a relationship with a communist country.
Yeah. And make it seem as if they're the sweetest and nicest nation.
Yeah.
And then tell our kids that he's like Grandpa Xi. Just grandpa-ish and so sweet. And absolutely say that there's nothing wrong with communist China, and we should absolutely follow suit and just be so swell to them.
It's about the children.
It's always about the children.
Propagandizing the children.
Yeah.
They don't care what we think.
Yeah.
They care what our children are going to think 25 years from now.
And if they can adopt a little more communism in their lives, they'd be thrilled, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think the Chinese look at it that way. The Chinese people. It's pretty grotesque. It's pretty grotesque when I see Anderegg, who is a total sellout. That guy, total sellout. So is Bramble. They're such liberals, and they hide behind the conservative clothing and try to convince people they're conservatives. It is truly amazing at this point, given their careers. And they're horrible, horrifying records. But they're on there just absolutely saying how wonderful China is. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I would love to still be around mm-hmm. when the progressives finally realize that this China that they love so much will have them shot.
Yeah.
Because they don't tolerate that perversion.
I know. No, you're exactly right. In the future, do I see something biblically happening? It'll have to be after America's destroyed. It would never, Russia would never do anything to us right now. There's no, they can't. So, but we constantly use them as the ploy to take freedom here. And, you know, the constant threat, the Russia threat. But in the future, possible.
Well,
not now.
Based on how well they're defeating Ukraine, I would say, yeah, they could attack us anytime, defeat us. Yeah, come on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys. The stuff. So we have to talk about France today, too. I saw a clip of a couple, hat tip, Kristen, thanks, a couple sitting there having their tea while the fires are going on in the street. Nothing to see here, folks. All the demonstrations. They tried to, Macron tried to rush through the retirement age. And they can't retire at 62. It's going to be 64 now. And there's a lot of people that are upset. Yeah, almost a million people in the streets. Utah also, I just wanted to say that Dave and Debbie, our two stellar reporters for KSL, wrote an article. I say that with such sarcasm. They wrote an article about Democrats and Republicans need to silence their extremists. If everybody could be a little more milk toasty, that'd be awesome. So Debbie, who is so Kurt Gresseth wrote this article for Debbie and Dave, radio hosts, and they said if they could just stop with the extremists and they could just be like, so Spencer Cox went around on his 29 county connecting Utah tour to sell everybody on being a little more milk toast, a little more moderate and a little more in the road without ever saying anything about anything. That'd be awesome because that's how he is. Mm-hmm. So if we could just be a little more like him. So he said Republicans are wrong about Democrats and Democrats are wrong about Republicans. Thanks, Spencey. Anyway, what we're doing now is listening to the most extreme voices in those parties. No. It's just people trying to be truthful about things, and he's not having it. Cox does not want the truth. So he said, we're listening. Republicans are only listening to the craziest Democrats and assuming that all Democrats are like that. I have to do it in a really soft, feminine voice, mm-hmm. like Spencey talks. Democrats are not only listening to the craziest Republicans, I'm assuming all Republicans are like that, when the difference between the average Democrat and the average Republican isn't really that big. Hmm. Who's he really talking about? People like us. Shut up those people that call out that I'm super feminine and I'm into pronouns and I kiss China's and Joe Biden's rear end. Yes.
When he says those kind of things, there is a segment of society that thinks that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
As long as they can keep bad-mouthing the people they don't like.
Right, right.
I mean, I think everybody should be this way except me.
So Dave and Debbie, because, you know, they're really good journalists. They decided to take a deeper plunge into that statement on political division. And they found that there's so many similarities between Democrats and Republicans. They never talked about the similarities of the parties in Washington because there is no party line, but they never went there. It's always about the people because of their deeper plunge into this issue. And they said only 10% of Republicans we hear are the most extreme. Are they?
I don't think so.
Yeah. And only Democrats are 10% are the most extreme. What does extreme mean, by the way, to all of you? What is the extreme part of this equation? What makes a Republican extreme? You mean if they call out all the very, very obvious BS? I mean, are you the 10% then? Or
speaking the truth. That'll get you every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Boyd Matheson went back and said, no, it's more like 3%. Thanks, Boyd. No, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of people in the parties that are trying to say truth. Now, Democrats, not so much. I think the Democrats have a real hard time with even history. So I don't, you know, the things coming out of their mouths. But constitutional conservatives, like people that actually understand the Constitution, what a republic is, very, very different. So Boyd said, if Disneyland can tell you, Dave, where your kids are at any point in the park for a 3-day period, surely the greatest country on earth can figure out who comes in and who leaves the country. Thank you for that brilliant
analysis. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Boyd. We have a big problem in the state of Utah. They would love everybody to just shut up and be more middle of the road and never call out anything that's going on in our legislature. And especially the Republicans. This is more targeted to Republicans because we have a Republican majority in the state. And the Republicans are just as bad as the liberals.
Well, they're really not conservatives.
They're not conservatives. Be right back. Hey, Dally Show. Don't go anywhere.
There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
But baby, baby, remember, it's my life and I do what I want. It's my mind and I think what I want. Show me I'm wrong. Hurt me sometimes, but someday I'll treat you real fine.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So glad to be with you. Beehive Rental, you guys are awesome in my book. Make sure and go to Beehive Rental. They have big cats. They've got big, huge equipment. They've got, you name it. They've got all kinds of different, all the way down to hand tools. Anything for gardening, all kinds of things. You'll love them. Beehive Rental. And also ABC Auto. Make sure to go to ABC Auto. If you're in an accident, just please go to our sponsors because they deserve it. They do great business. They get 5-star ratings, all of them. And they are fantastic. Like Liberty Youth Academy. Wonderful. They are amazing. This is where you should have your kids. ABC Auto is where you put your car if you're in an accident. And of course, Beehive Rental is where you go to do rental equipment. Anything. I'm talking trailers to you name it. They have the best prices. Please visit our sponsors. They're just incredible people. Geez. There's so much to talk about today. Because we missed yesterday. We're live today, by the way. It's March 28th, Tuesday. And we are live. And let me say, well, there's a couple of things on my mind, but they would like everybody to be a little more milquetoast in Utah. If you could just stop with ever pointing anything out. I know the elected officials around here get really ticked off when I talk about them. They don't like it, and they are obvious about it, and yet they try to still get away with what they're getting away with. It's amazing. It's going to take the people to say no. It's going to take the people to keep pointing. We can't be the only ones pointing it out. And I love the people that are showing up to the meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, because they are the loudest voice in Utah right now. Thank you to those that show up.
And it's making a difference.
It is
not a huge difference yet, but
it's making a difference. Yeah, I think it's a big difference. I think it's, you've got a lot of people sitting there with a lot of verbal ammo now to talk about the things that need to be talked about. And I'm just loving this. They need to hear from you because they're clearly on their own path.
Yeah, and the corrupt people in government, you know, if they hear one voice, they think they're hearing 100 voices.
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone counts.
So I also wanted to point out, too, you know, this Spencer Cox was going around in his little tour as well and basically saying to people, Utah is really flush with money and snow, but... because we hoarded all those COVID dollars that nobody knows where it went. Of course, the auditing doesn't show us. And then snow. We got lots of snow, but it's not going to be enough to save the Great Salt Lake. They really need that Great Salt Lake. And so for their own purposes. And yeah, it's just still not going to be enough to save it. And also the snow might not be enough to drown out the drought, because they really want those headlines too. I just wanted you guys to know he's still on this campaign of not noticing so much the rain and snowfall.
Well,
in the 30-year high cycle.
All I can say, Kate, is it may not be important to you to save the Great Salt Lake, but think of the sea monkeys.
Think of the sea monkeys.
That's, if you think of the sea monkeys, you'll understand.
They are our new crustacean. Yes. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't stick those on the flag. They should have. We must be proud of it, right? We must be proud of it. And so Ben Abbott, Brigham Young University assistant professor, said we got a big nothing burger. You know, the snow and stuff, not really that much. Abbott, we're in a 30-year cycle, and that cycle's at a high right now. I hate to be the bearer of bad news for you. But they're still in emergency rescue mode right now. And they say that basically it's just not enough. It's just not enough to save the Great Salt Lake. So they're really going to have to use that for more lithium mining, if you don't mind. Okay. Oh, yeah, they didn't mention the lithium mining, but we've already talked about that on the show. There's a lot of Romney in this, little fingerprints of little unethical, horrible little Romney trying to get his little digs on the Salt Lake. Every single narrative that the communist globalists love to pass through, Romney's on them. Romney's on it. 24/7. Does it make anyone else just crazy? Anyway, so all the snowpack you're seeing in the rain, it's just never enough.
No,
not if you have drought. Just never enough. So I don't know how you guys feel about this, but it's insane. I'd also love to know a little bit about what you think about the Covenant school shooting, too. I have some thoughts.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Did
you watch the body cam footage?
I haven't. I've been shying away from the news, trying to get healthy.
Yeah.
The only part of the news that I did read and made me feel bad, because I wasn't especially nice to Toby today, is it's Respect Your Cat Day.
Respect Your Cat Day.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Respect Your Cat Day.
So that's an important day to celebrate.
Yeah. Well, what is Respect Your Cat Day?
It begs the question, what is the proper way to show a cat respect?
You know what? That's the biggest news we have in Utah. Respect Your Cat Day. I like that. Yeah. Okay. So I would love to know how you feel about this. I am concerned. And I'm still going back. This KSL News Radio article. What in the world? COVID's still around. Still there. Be very, very afraid. I don't know what we're going to end up doing about this. I also wanted to mention, California, billions of food lost in floods in the state, the floods that aren't happening anywhere because of, drought, but that produce half of America's agriculture. We're going to see those prices go up. I sure hope people have their food storage. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hi. From Nolte. This is Paul from the great Socialist Valley up north.
Hi there.
It's never going to be enough rain or snow or anything, because when it hits the Great Salt Lake, they're going to pump it out in the West Desert and use it for lithium mining and for evaporation, because they don't want the Great Salt Lake. They want to sell that land for real estate.
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. Yep, I know. It's disgusting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate.
Hi, go right ahead.
Hi.
I'm glad you're feeling better, Uncle Milty. I was really concerned when I didn't hear you the last couple of weeks.
Right.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to know that you're. I watched that video over and over of that the police
body cam
that
mm-hmm.
shooting it. And I got to tell you, I mean, compared to the way the wimpy police in Uvalde behaved,
mm-hmm.
I thought these guys acted pretty heroically. You know, they ran in there. The only thing they had were vests.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they ran in there. You know, any one of those guys could have got shot right in the center of the skull. Mm-hmm. And they were I thought it was pretty cool the way they just sprung into action and acted the way police should do in a situation like that. And they probably saved 20 lives at least.
Hmm.
I mean, I think for a change, it was refreshing to see. Now, whatever else happens after this, I don't know.
Hmm.
But I just thought, I watched that video over and over and over again, and I was like pretty impressed with these guys. So.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks. Yeah, thanks for the call. I have a couple questions. Number one, why was the shooter on the first floor and all the kids were upstairs? It was a really kind of a strange opportunity to get the shooter down. Just standing there in a room. And when the cops were shooting, nothing else was harmed. No window was crashed in, no nick on the wall, no anything, just the shooter down. But there was no other damage from all the gunfire. That was strange.
Yeah, bullets usually cause a little damage.
There was only one person outside to greet the cops and tell everybody where all the children were. And so, boy, that sure happened fast. You mean to tell me a person walks in as a shooter, they're still on the first floor, they aren't gunning for the person that's outside at all. Every single person that works at the school, every single person is upstairs, and it's very, very quiet. Not one other person is outside to tell the cops where to go. It was just really a strange body cam, I have to say. For me, it was just a strange body cam.
But one of the strange things to me is the way they got in. It's uh-huh. always some door that either somebody forgot to check. Or,
I mean,
and how did they know that was the door?
And how did somebody go and lock it with the shooter inside? Wouldn't they have been very afraid if everybody was piling upstairs? It's really weird if you really start to think about how that body cam went down. The fact that they're even showing body cam actually really surprises me this quick because they always conceal that for a very long time. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. All righty. Hi, caller. I'm trying to get there, guys. It was, to me, everything seemed off. There wasn't one thing that any bullet hit while they had all that gunfire, and the person's just standing there ready to take it. It's really, really strange. Down on the first floor, not even up where anyone, I don't know. The everything about it just seemed off. And they were more than ready to show that footage to you that quick. That's just strange. Did you find it weird?
Yeah, I found a lot of it weird reading about it. I am kind of surprised mm-hmm. that they haven't mentioned a psychological issue yet, mm-hmm. being that the person had obvious problems.
Was a transgender. Yeah. I think they switched up the transgender narrative so that people would focus on that instead of what could be a false flag. Hi, right. caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
The one thing that I found interesting today
mm-hmm.
was on the national news that the call that I won't mention any names, but the man's initials are Sean Hannity. And he said that the subject needed to have, the schools need to have a metal protector,
mm-hmm.
detector, and all of these things in the schools. And I found it so funny after watching this lady or man or whoever it was blast the door down with the rifles. I don't think a metal detector would have stopped her today.
Mm-hmm.
And people are continually saying that the guns are the weapons. Well, if they don't have guns,
mm-hmm.
they can take poison into the school. They can take anything into the school. It's something society has to deal with up front and not worry about so much the weapons as teaching each other to care and protect for one another. And I just don't understand what all of this legislation will do to protect us against guns, because the guns are not the problem.
Yep, I'm with you. Thank you.
I appreciate you both.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, it kind of works the same way as speed laws and seat belts. They don't prevent anything.
No.
They really don't.
What was different from yesterday or today, I mean, if they're going to claim a shooting, one shooting, and then to enact legislation all over the country, it doesn't ever make sense, does it? It doesn't make sense, but they're going to continuously do it.
Even if they fabricate the numbers that they fabricate, there still isn't enough to justify it.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that I learned something all the time when I listened to Biden. I didn't know that the Second Amendment was not, permanent.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, well, just some thoughts really quick about that shooter. So I was talking with a coworker who used to be on the police department for like 40 years. He said it was really obvious how she had been trained. And it, after I was reading about more into what was happening in Tennessee, they're having a week of vengeance in Tennessee. And as part of that, you've got the upper echelon Democratic Party that have a couple of people who are sponsoring or offering to pay for gun training for a lot of trans individuals. And so that day of vengeance is supposed to be obviously attacking Matt Walsh and the Daily Wire. They're also going to be having another get-together in Washington, D.C., I think in the next couple of weeks, Vengeance in the title.
Interesting.
So you've got, and the last the last four, I believe, out of eight shootings that we've had have been trans. So out of that teeny tiny population, you've got this growing terrorist organization.
Yeah, we've got to go, but thank you. I really appreciate that bit of news. Also, it'd be interesting to know if the feds did a drill this year at that school. Well, they did at Uvalde.
Oh, yeah.
The feds came in to do a drill, just picked that particular school. I would like to know if that happened. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Uncle Milty and I are live today. So we'll take your calls today. 888-673-1450. And you can comment about the headlines as well. Be right back.